hey, I'm going to run to the store. Do you want me to pick anything up? He goes, nope, I'm good. So he watches his roommate leave, and he goes into his room to finish himself. But
good story.
The other guy, his roommate had come back in because he had forgot something. And when he walks in and he walked by the other guy's room, he was squatting down like this, jerking off next to his bed, watching a fucking porn. And the guy's like, what are you doing? He's like, go away, I masturbate. He's like, why are you down like fucking Joe Mauer, like in the catcher's position? He goes, well, I just washed my sheets. So he didn't want to get them dirty. So he's just playing catcher.
What the hell story is that?
It's a masturbation joke. Really happened.
True story.
And welcome to another episode of Bruce, Booze, and Reviews.
We've learned more about Chris's roommates.
Not my roommates.
You know, it sounded like
but
it.
But we used to call him Joe Mauer after that.
This is a childish podcast, as you can very well tell, about adult beverages. I'm your neighbor, Knox. With me today?
Big Earn's here.
I'm Chris, and I tell masturbation jokes.
Those are good jokes.
Thanks.
The Don Kenna is here.
Blake Bushy is here.
Andrew Carr is also here.
Andrew Carr from Beer People is back with us again for episode number 2. We had him stick around for this one because this one is a beer mail episode. That's right. Another episode that I have to write an intro for later on.
How about just this? Beer mail.
Yeah.
You've got beer mail.
Message. Sorry, that's
bad. Message.
Beer mail day.
I don't think we can use that one.
Meowsage. But this is I got beer mail from Wisconsin. So this one is an episode strictly on
United States Postal Service.
Beer mail.
Beer mail.
So who did you get the beer from?
I got this beer mail from
the mailbox
from a guy in Wisconsin named Alex S. I'll just say that for
Alex
his last
S.
name.
And how long did it take to get here?
Are you sure it's not just two Alexes? So it's Alex's.
It's about 2 weeks it took.
What?
Yes. Well, it was in the middle of the Christmas season, so that's why.
So is this Alex's homebrew as well?
Yes. Him and his son made a chocolate banana homebrew stout.
Choco Nanners.
I can't.
Choco Nanner.
How the fuck do you spell chocolate?
C-H-O-C-O.
Really done.
There's
late.
No H.
Really done.
Okay. All right. God.
I like the label.
Latte.
The label's pretty sweet.
Any insights on this beer, like ABV or?
I'm looking back right now. One second.
Nothing like being prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Everything
sorry.
Up and running, ready to go.
Anybody want the rest? There's only a little bit
left. Well, I'm sure if it's homebrew, it's got the smudge at the bottom. Actually, this is pretty clean.
Well, I don't get a whole lot off the aroma.
Are we starting into this?
Well, I don't know. I thought.
Go for it.
While Knox is
what do you get on the nose of his homebrew?
Maybe a hint of banana.
Hint of banana and chocolate.
Yeah, you get that chocolate. It's not direct chocolate, but it's like the parts of chocolate that tell you it's chocolate. I don't know if that makes sense at all.
It's got chocolate.
You stopped making sense on the last episode.
Yeah.
It's got the essence of chocolate, but not actual chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose.
What the fuck do you know about
beer?
Well,
I'm trying to give it. I know nothing about beer. God, what is this sweet liquor in front of me?
So he's a home brewer from Heartland, Wisconsin.
Yeah, I get most of that like chocolatey maltiness.
His son is six years old. And he did a chocolate covered banana stout.
This is a really good homebrew.
I haven't tried it yet. Thanks, Don.
No problem.
Oh, you ruined it. No, I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah, I'm not going to want it now, Don. Thanks for that.
Now that I know Jack dies at the end.
There was enough room. Mythbusters did it.
That's got some body to it. It's pretty thick.
But you don't get that homebrew like twang.
No. Nope.
No, that is
it's kind of light.
Yeah.
I don't know how to it's not really dark, really heavy, really roasty.
Not a lot of body to it.
But it's thick. I mean, mouthfeel is thick.
I disagree.
Yeah, you get a lot of that chocolate flavor, that
but
sweet,
the flavor, the sweetness is kind of light.
Little bit of banana in there. I don't get a lot of banana.
I'm not getting any banana. I mean,
it's like, it's like that ripe banana.
But if you told me this was a professionally brewed beer, I would totally agree with you.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It's very good. I don't get much banana.
It's too. I'd like a little more carbonation, and a little.
Well, when you looked at the bottle when you had it
right.
capped, it was down to well past the neck. I mean, it looked like in a 12-ounce bottle there was only like 10 ounces in it.
Yeah.
So that's going to lose carbonation in that head space.
Did he happen to tell you what the APV was?
APV?
ABV.
Or B. ABV, it's a B. Sorry.
No, it's okay. You're wrong.
Alcohol by volume, not alcohol per volume.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
But did he tell you...
He did not express what it was.
How about alcohol by weight?
How about how much alcohol in this bottle?
His son designed the recipe for it and did the majority of the brewing.
The 6-year-old?
And he's six, yes.
A 6-year-old?
Mm-hmm.
Good for him.
Prodigy. Great
band. This has no alcohol in it whatsoever, does it? The 6-year-old's like...
It has a pretty clean finish to it.
Let's throw a banana in there, Dad. He's like, okay, son.
And some peanut butter.
And let's do some peanut butter.
I could see maybe like a four.
No, he was six.
No.
Oh.
Geez.
You're saying it's a six?
No, I'm saying I could see it being like a four.
What about sex?
4%?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say four and a half. Yeah.
Quit hating, Don.
It's a tasty little drink.
You're always low.
It's not bad at all.
I would drink this. I would drink the shit out of this. Oh, a lot of it.
I'd drink it too.
All right, let's rate it. Let's rate a 6-year-old's beer.
Okay,
how do you do?
So now we're on a new deal. This is a homebrew.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't to a style. This is just drinkability, how I would drink this.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
So this isn't a stylistic one. If I'm going to put a number down, this is a 5.25.
Nice.
Damn it, Doug.
This is damn good. Like, this is a really good homebrew.
All right.
I want to shake this man's hand and his son. I want to shake his son.
Don't shake babies, baby.
Don't shake the baby.
Damn it.
6-year-olds can handle that.
All right, Blake, what do you got?
5.25.
You're making our guests cringe, Don.
So, I mean, you guys are rating it. I mean, you're giving it extra because it's a homebrew and it's this good, right? I mean...
Yes. If this was a professionally done beer, it probably would have gotten a lower number on that.
Okay, okay.
But this is a homebrew, and I've had a lot of shitty homebrew over the years.
Yeah. I'm just
this is not one of
them. As much as I like it.
Yeah, this is good. This is a good beer.
It's good.
It is.
I mean, okay, I'll go with that scale, and I'll say I'll give it a 4.5.
On the homebrew scale.
On the homebrew scale. And I haven't had a ton of homebrew.
You got to try my homebrew, Don.
I do.
The couple I have had were not good. That was very good, though.
I have made some shitty homebrew.
Yeah.
I mean, I like really
that
bad
everyone
homebrew.
Everyone that's tried to brew has.
Oh,
Nina Buddy
did.
That's mostly why I don't try.
Nina Buddy,
we made a homebrew.
Almond Joy Stout.
Yeah.
You did. Yeah, we loved it.
Almond Joy Stout.
I would do that.
What do you got for a rating there, Bigger?
4.75. Chris?
I'm going to go with a 4. I don't
way
like,
to bring it down.
Shut the.
I didn't say it.
I will come across this motherfucking table.
I will move out of the way, and you can hit him.
I don't like bananas, and I didn't detect a lot of banana flavor, but I feel that potassium banana fucking feeling on the side of my tongue, which I don't like that much. That's why it doesn't get a very high score, because it's bananas, and I don't like them.
Kind of like peanut butter and beer.
It could have the carbonation could have been a little bit better, but overall flavor on this thing is a real banger. So, but that's why it got that number, bitches.
Yeah.
All right. So the average for Rummage Sale Brewing Company's chocolate banana stout is 4.75.
Not bad for a homebrew.
Well, very well done.
You know, compared to some of the other beers we've sampled in the past, this is actually done pretty well.
Yeah,
yeah. There's pros that aren't doing that good.
It's in first place so far.
Yep.
And
you can actually get a hold of this guy. He's on Instagram as Beard Hops and Barley on Instagram. So say hi to Alex.
Does he make any IPAs? I wonder.
Coffee cocoa.
And are they hazy?
All right, this next one, these are the rest of these beers are all ones that he sent me in exchange for beers that I sent him.
What did you send him?
Just curious.
I think I sent him the What Lies Beneath release with the maple syrup. So the regular, the maple syrup variant, and then the actual maple syrup itself. And then he sent me these.
That maple, you try that maple syrup?
Yes, it's delicious.
Oh, loved it.
The first one is from Badger State Brewing.
Yeah, what's the ABV on that one?
These guys are out of Green Bay, Wisconsin, by the way.
8%. Great football team at
Fuck
that place.
The Packers.
So this one's an 8% ABV. It's a maple, maple Port de Mort's maple porter variant
today so far.
So this is revamped and jazzed up to the next level, brewed with 100% Wisconsin maple syrup that imparts a unique flavor in the beer. Sweet caramel, marshmallow, woody flavors, and aromas dominate this porter. Our classic cold season specialty brew that features delicious maple syrup from the state's official tree also combines chocolate and coffee for a rich and delicious finish. Maple roasty coffee cocoa.
Woody flavors was my nickname in high school senior year.
I don't know.
When you have like roasty and what did it say at the bottom here? Roasty, rich, maple, and then in there they also throw the word tangy.
Lots of maple syrup.
But we get that tangy.
I'm just going by my smell here.
Yeah. Oh, we're only on smell.
I haven't tasted it yet.
All right.
Appearance, nose, palate.
It's got a beautiful color on it, but
dark brown.
Yeah, I mean, and first smell of it, I got all maple.
You get a little bit of a red tone.
You got
a
little amber. That's what we called her.
Does it have that usual porter where it's not really? I'm seeing there's not a lot of head going on here.
Nope.
Ever.
Definitely not.
I'm sorry.
I was definitely not enough.
Fairly thankful for that.
In this room, yes.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, it takes about a quarter of a second for that maple aroma to come through, but you definitely get it after about a second.
Coffee, it's super roasty to me. I don't get the maple on the nose myself, And I don't think there's a lot of maple in this anyway.
I don't get much coffee, though, either.
You get this really underlying maple sweetness. Oh, I think that if there was more maple in it, it'd be fucking terrible.
Big, roasty smell.
I like the roasty coffee, just a little bit of that maple. I think this is extremely well done.
Oh, it's well done. I just don't get much of the coffee.
It smells like a very old, well-used percolator coffee pot.
Well, it's a good way. I don't mean that's bad.
Like the coffee I get is kind of like if you smell the coffee after it's done being brewed, mm-hmm. and you get just the coffee in the little filter there and you smell that. That's kind of the coffee I get.
A coincidence too is usually when I drink it is after it's been brewed too.
Yep, typically. Sometimes I just eat grounds and then I pour hot water in my mouth.
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't be surprised.
The
coming from
deconstructed
you, Chris,
coffee.
Deconstructed coffee. Then I shake for a while.
But that's just the coffee. I get is.
And it does have that tanginess that you get on some lighter roast coffees.
Yeah, I would probably agree with Chris. I think if there was more maple on it, it would be almost too sweet. There's just, I get that hint of maple and then a roastiness and then kind of that roasty dry finish of a porter. And still that little bit of maple just kind of lingers along with that dry roastiness at the end.
Yeah, like that maple at the end.
But I'm like, I want more maple. I want more sweetness. But I think, you know, it's just like a lot of the peanut butter beers. I'm like, I want more peanut butter. But I think if some of them gave me as much peanut butter as I'd want, it would be like, whoa, that was horrible. Sometimes more is not better.
I've had other maple beers too where I just don't pick up the maple hardly at all, or it's too much and it's too sweet and just goes beyond maple.
Well, it depends on where they add the maple syrup.
Okay.
I usually put it
in the drink.
But if it's timing wise, because maple syrup is mostly sugar, a lot of that flavor will come out with the yeast if they're fermenting with it or if it's boiled or if they add that maple after the boil or after fermentation is where you're going to get that either the residual sweetness or it's going to just fade away. A lot of times it happens with fruit as well, where if they add the fruit flavoring before, the sugar just gets eaten out of it from the yeast. And this one, I just feel like they've added it, like I can get a little bit of that maple, a little bit of the sweetness, but it's definitely before fermentation.
See, I get a lot of maple.
I don't. I get a lot of coffee.
But I've also had a lot of, I've had a lot of maple beers, but I get a lot of maple in here.
Any from 2019?
I was just
gonna all the time. All the time.
Beat me to it.
Oh,
fuck
right.
Y'all. Fuck y'all.
You get one of them. Good job.
So should we put numbers on this
yes.
one?
Yes. Who wants to start it off?
4.5.
Excellent.
Oh, Chris. Chris wants to start it off. 4.5.
Yeah. Don will go next, and he says 4.
Ah, you were close.
Blake? God damn it, Don. Get out of my head.
Blake.
4.
Andrew.
4.25.
I'm going to go 4.75. And the average for Badger State Brewing Maple Porter is 4.30.
Not bad.
Not bad.
All right. Well,
that's
actually,
above average.
Oh, son of a bitch.
I actually wanted to give a shout out real quick since... we're a beer deep, and we didn't do much of a intro. I wanted to give a shout-out to our newest patrons. If you head over to patreon.com/brews, booze, and reviews, you too can be a patron for only $3 a month. That basically covers an extra 2 per month that we release of our last call episodes.
At least.
At least, and there's going to be more content in the future. So I want to give a shout-out to Shannon M., thank you for your $3 a month. Appreciate
Phenomena.
It. Amber P. Thank you very much for your $3 donation. And also for the extra $20 pledge. We really appreciate that.
Whoop-boo.
And I got to strip again now.
Yep.
Nobody and, wants to see that.
If only we didn't have video cameras, we could show.
They pay $40 for that.
No,
for me
channel.
To not strip.
Well, Mr. Jacob Kluber, he's donating $10 a month. He's pledging that much a month, not just the $3 tier amount. So thank you very much, Jacob, for your donation. And we hope you like the content.
Yeah, man. Shout outs to all them people. I love them.
Yeah.
You too become a Patreon for super cheap. And you obviously get mentioned on the podcast when you do. So we really appreciate it.
And I promise not to talk shit immediately.
There you go.
Until he's met you.
It takes a while.
All right, beer number 2 for the Wisconsin Beer Mail episode
Pink
is...
Pink Houses. This looks different.
Pink Houses by Eagle Park Brewing Company. It's a Berliner Sour with black currant, and it's got 4.6% ABV.
4.6.
I've always loved the Eagle Park and everything they've done, so I haven't tried this one, though.
So it's a very dark red, like a cherry raspberry color look.
That's almost a pink color.
And it's
it
opaque.
Is a pink. It is a pink color, like a dark pink color.
It's got
like a fuchsia or magenta.
Yeah. It's got like fruit.
I had a big coloring box.
Yeah, you
when
can
I was
still see the. You can still see the,
you the 64 colors.
You can still see the fruit puree right. or floaties in there.
It's definitely darker than salmon.
Yeah, it's opaque. You can't see through it. Mm. It's not like a lager style. So it's got content in there. Some of the fruit purees in there. Yes.
What fruits are in this again?
Black currant.
Black currant.
That's it?
That's all it says.
Well, then I definitely smell that.
The can should
I
be
think
floating
I smell
around
the,
here somewhere.
I smell the past, got the can? I think. Or maybe it's the future.
It's definitely, it's got that sour, sweet sour smell to it.
But I like how you don't get that like the sour finish with it. That's one thing I like.
I don't haven't tasted it yet. We go in order here. Remember,
shut the fuck up.
Yeah, man.
Oh wait, appearance? This is our last call type. So no, you're wrong again.
All it says is Berliner Weiss with black currant. So yeah,
it's kind of why we said that out loud earlier.
Yep. Well, I thought I got different
he didn't
fruits
believe
in there.
It.
But
thanks for paying attention.
He
Blake.
Thought he heard it wrong.
I am paying attention, Chris.
So this will be probably our lowest ABV of the night. This is at 4.6%. But
it's kind of like grapefruity a little bit, though.
What?
No? Am I wrong?
I almost get like
no.
A
you are
sherbert or something.
Wrong. No, there is no grapefruit.
I get the black currant. I know there's not. I get all black currant. No.
I don't know what black currant tastes like.
But I don't either.
A little more.
But it's not grapefruit.
I've had black currant like, before. And
it tastes like
exactly
a little bit of grapefruit in it to me. Maybe it's just the tanginess of the sour. But
don't smell your microphone thinking it's your beer, because I just did that.
Again?
Again.
The glass is wrong. We got to put a little sticky note up here. Don't smell your mic on.
There you go.
So I've sort of had a love-hate relationship with these kettle sours, these Berliner Weisses over the last couple of years where, I talked about earlier, I think we were off mic, but
yep.
Where they're some of them are almost really harsh, and this one's really...
mellow.
Really mellow, yeah. I mean, the fruit flavor is there. It's not in your face, you know, it's not assaulting your palate with flavor.
That's one thing I liked about it was, is that, you know, sours, you get that kind of tart flavor on you get that tart in the back of your throat, you know. You don't get that with this one. It's actually like a smooth finish.
So do they say, when you look this up, is this a kettle sour or is this a...
I'm only finding this on Untappd, not on the actual website.
Okay. Yeah, I always just usually assume that they are.
I would assume this one is as well.
I guess I should.
But this one has a lot of fruit. I don't know if that's
sediment.
They call that pectin.
Eagle Park Brewing Company is out of Milwaukee, by the way.
Pectin.
Looks like it.
Almost no head retention whatsoever. This goes flat right away.
You really bring up head a lot today, there.
What's on my brain?
Not it.
So I get more of that fruit at the very end. It just kind of like mellows out into that fruit.
It's a fruit punch.
Yeah. I get it all the way through in this beer.
But I kind of put down as like well balanced, because it's like nothing like jumps at you. It's like, wow. And this and that. It's just like, this is interesting. Oh yeah. There's some fruit, some dryness in there. Strawberry. A little, you know.
Some tanginess.
Yeah, yeah. Some tang.
I get some strawberry.
And then it just kind of lingers.
Like that dried strawberry flavor.
Just so this generic. Would be more in the higher pH of the sours, right?
No, this is a low... excuse me.
Higher, the more...
Yeah, because so it's less acidic.
Yeah. So this is more like in the 5.2...
Yeah, I would say probably.
That's what I like about it.
I've actually heard good things about
five, sorry, the next 4.5 to 5. Which one are you looking to grab?
Well, yeah, I forgot to let him pour, so just make sure it gets back to Ernie.
Because I think we've had one here that was super, super tart, like a 3.8 or some ridiculously low number.
Yeah, you know, when we did sours, we did it down to 3.25. Oh. And those were, I mean, that was a real, you could tell it was sour.
Yeah.
A Berliner Weiss should be, I would not have called this a Berliner Weiss.
Why?
One, it doesn't have that.
Is that made in Berlin?
No, it's that it's not.
Weiss?
It's not as sour, and a Berliner Weiss should traditionally not have any fruit in it. This is just a fruited sour beer. Their base may have been a Berliner Weiss, but it's still not in that Berliner Weiss category for sourness and how light it is. You really, I mean, there's a varying degree of acidity needed for a Berliner Weiss, and I would not have called this a Berliner Weiss.
All right, based on that, what would you number this for a rating? For
me?
Yeah.
I'm bringing this down to a 3.75. It's delicious. It's good. A few things I could have done better with it.
Like you personally?
In general, if I was brewing this. So, but yeah, it's definitely a lower number for me.
Blake, what you got?
Four numbers? Or
correct.
Four rate, yes.
You know, if you were off your goddamn phone and paying attention to the fucking show you were on.
It's probably posting stuff on Beer People.
I was actually looking at the... I was actually talking to the girlfriend about the baby, our son. So,
that matters right now.
Priorities.
Jesus. It is a priority.
Babies are beer, motherfucker. Choose one. Anyway,
I'm going to go with a four, motherfucker.
That sounds great.
Babies usually come from beer.
I'll go with a 4. I mean,
I'm pretty sure that's where he came from.
I've never once gotten pregnant from a beer, so I don't know what the fuck.
Well, you don't have kids, period. So,
well, he can't get pregnant either. He has balls. That I'm assuming.
I've been late many times because of beer, though.
Correct.
All right, what do we got for the next break? Andrew said his
4. Yeah.
4.
Yeah. I'm giving it a 4.50. I really like that one.
Fur.
And Chris?
Fur.
Fur. F-U-R?
Yep. Doesn't even deserve a number. Just.
I mean, it was a good sour. It was a really good tasty. Sour. But.
Well, it was good because the average for Eagle Park's Pink Houses was 4.05.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Lowest beer so far today.
So far of this episode, yeah.
Did you get...
Yeah, now let's move on to this fucking what the fuck fruit juice here.
So this is from Lion's Tail Brewing Company. These guys are out of Neenah, Wisconsin.
I've heard good things about these guys.
Neenah Nuna?
Yep, and this is their strawberry guava slushy.
Dude, this thing is so fucking, it's just pulp.
It tastes like strawberry puree.
I haven't tried it yet. It's just thick looking.
It's like chunk. It's got that really dark, like really pink flavor. And then I sit there and look at it more. It looks a lot like for the 450 North like slushy beers.
Can you tell me what pink tastes like again?
I haven't tried it yet, Chris.
Maybe it tastes like Lion's Tail.
I was going to say maybe not.
Guava slushy.
Maybe we don't want
to
hear that.
Have you seen pink lately? I would love to tell you how
it's got that
tastes.
Pink flavor.
So this is a 5% ABV. It is very opaque. Does look like an actual smoothie. And it says on Untappd, support breast cancer research as you enjoy this slushy style sour brewed with massive amounts of real strawberry and pink guava fruit.
Contains lactose. I get a lot of guava just by like smelling it.
What exactly is guava in your opinion?
What do you mean?
We're grilling
fruit.
It's a fruit.
With hard nuts.
It smells like this.
It also comes through a lot in most beers that you've had.
Kind of like the lemony? Citrusy?
No, I wouldn't say lemony.
Is guava's not a really sweet fruit, is it?
No, it's a tangy.
Tangy, but it doesn't taste anything.
Because it doesn't smell like super
It doesn't
sweet,
taste but... anything like lemon.
The guava that we had down here that I sliced up for the podcast was of the lemon variety.
Yeah. This one is
We
not.
Didn't have the pink one.
No, not the pink one, though. No.
But their seeds are disastrous on teeth.
I have had the pink guava, like the actual fruit. It's
okay,
really good.
So you guys get the nose and the palate?
It's like dehydrated strawberries when you put them in your mouth and then just all of it just goes, woo!
Yeah, it's
like
straight fruit.
I mean, flavor in your
Have you ever had the frozen strawberry, like strawberries that are frozen?
Straight
in that,
strawberry
like,
then
juice.
Guava in the back.
I can almost even taste the little
just,
seeds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get all the guava.
Like I should be tasting the seeds.
I get all the guava on the back end there.
It's tasty, but these are the beers that the purists are mad about.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's good, though. I mean,
it tastes like a fruit.
I almost want to put this in a blender with some ice.
It's flavorful. Yeah.
You could almost mix this with vodka.
Or tequila.
Yeah.
Strawberry margarita out of this thing.
And you could do like
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be good.
We don't have any fucking tequila in here, do we?
My wife might have some.
What
upstairs.
A shitty fucking podcast! I encourage all
Actually,
of our listeners.
I
we don't even have any vodka here either.
It wouldn't be bad.
Don.
So this does contain lactose. Does that help out with the mouthfeel?
Yeah,
so it's like a fruit roll up or
something.
Yeah,
it gives it a rounded, sweet.
That's
flavor.
Yeah, like a fruit by the foot or fruit roll up for sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I hate these beers.
Fruit leather.
I like them.
You would. If only they were from 2019.
You know what, Don?
18.
This is 2018. I'm pretty sure this is from 2020.
Yes, I'm assume so as well.
It's got Barbara Walters' face on it.
This is 5% alcohol.
Yes.
And what kind of score would you give it there, Blake?
Out of 6?
4.75.
Andrew?
I'll give it a 4.5. I mean, that's...
See?
It's extremely
he's right there with
it's
me.
Extremely drinkable, but it's
yeah.
What are we drinking? I mean,
it's debatable, right?
I have a problem with a lot of breweries, modern breweries that do stuff like this that just have this on their curtails and just go with it.
As far as those beers go, this one is well done.
Yeah.
It's good. But yeah, I agree
with Andrew. For this type of beer, I almost wouldn't even call it beer. Sorry, Blake. This is one of those beers.
Why are you saying sorry to me? I didn't brew it.
Because I do not like a lot of the beers that you are like, well, this is really great.
I like trying new stuff.
Right. Yeah. I do too. I'm rating this a 4.5 because this is, for what it is, it's really well done.
That's impressive.
I like them a little more tart. I could have used a little more tart.
Yeah.
I want a sour to make me really pay attention. It was terrific flavors, but 4.25.
This literally says slushy style sour.
And if you look in the BGCPA, whatever the fuck it's called, that's not a style.
It's not. BJCP, and it's BJCP. Beer Judges Certification Program.
Oh,
BJCP.
I thought it was
blowjob.
Four.
Chris, please.
First time we've been out of sync.
Four. No, it's not the first time. It's just that when I'm right, I'm right.
You're not right.
Every time.
Hey, you know what's super annoying? When two people talk at once. So let's try not to.
I like
over talk people.
I like how Don points to Blake like it wasn't both of them. Yeah. Remember, it takes two to suck.
Actually, well, yeah,
what? No, I mean,
I don't know how,
but all right.
I've seen some videos.
Dude, it was on a Tool cover album, right?
Oh, you know what doesn't suck?
What's that?
Is the average for this Lion's Tail Strawberry Guava Slushy at 4.40.
Yeah. Nice.
It's a good drinker.
It's in second place.
Yeah!
It doesn't taste bad. It's just crazy.
All right. So
third in the line, right? Is the from Badger State Brewing.
Hold on to your pantaloons.
Do we think we should take a break?
We should take a break because we just drank four beers.
Okay.
Four beers. And we have three left then.
Well, that's what it is. Yeah. We got to get an advertising break.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yep. I had that in the other grouping. Sorry. So, yeah, we'll take a quick advertising break. Get our word in from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
What would you like to eat tonight?
I don't know. What are you feeling?
I could go for burgers or wings. I don't know, maybe even pizza. What are you thinking?
We just had pizza. I don't know.
That's what I'm asking you.
Well, maybe we should look online.
Is what?
It happens in nearly every home in America almost every day. At some point, someone asks, "What are we going to eat tonight?" Worry not. Fargo Takeout's artificial intelligence robotic chef, the Decisionator, is here to make the choices for you. You'll find its three top choices for takeout. If none of the three choices sounds good to you, just click the Nope, Try Again button. Even an artificial intelligence robot chef gets it wrong once in a while. The next time your relationship seems strained based upon what's to put on the table, turn to FargoTakeout.com/Decisionator. And remember, save a meal, save a marriage. FargoTakeout.com/Decisionator.
Ladies and gentlemen, we might mention Bridgeview Liquors a lot around here, and there's a really good reason why. They pay for a lot of our booze. But one of the great things about them, not just the paying us in alcohol, is they truly seem to love what they do. They're knowledgeable as hell on almost every type of alcohol. Anytime I have questions, that's where I go. That's why I love Bridgeview Liquors.
And I know for a fact that they have knowledgeable staff because if you go back to our Brandies and Cognacs episode, Evan, their store manager, his store pick for Brandies was the winner for the day. And I'm also impressed immensely with their huge selection of craft beers, not only locally, but as far away as four or five other states, which is more than an armful away.
Yeah. Speaking of their knowledgeable staff, I found out that the word Gewurztraminer means a noble grape. While at Bridgeview, it is basically a grown-up version of a Moscato. Bridgeview has a wide selection of local as well as really hard-to-find wines.
I like Gewurztraminer wines just because I like to say that word.
Dude.
And I'm German.
Gewurztraminer is about the funnest thing you can do with my mouth.
It is. And one of the fun things about Bridgeview that I like is that how regularly they post on social media the new beers and liquors they get in with pictures, because I'm a picture guy. I like to see the
Not
beer.
Much a reader, huh?
No. But Bridgeview has the picture, so I'm like, oh, that's the beer I'm looking for. I can look at the picture. I can go look for the can or the bottle and, you know, figure out, match them up and everything. And they do that weekly on all their new releases for that week. So it's kind of nice. I like that.
And you can find those social media posts on Instagram and Facebook at Bridgeview Liquor. And their website is bridgeviewliquors.com. And you can go to their location at 935 37th Avenue South in Moorhead.
And when you do go to their location at 935 something in Moorhead, if you mention Brews, Booze, and Reviews at the checkout, you save 10% off of all purchases.
10% off all purchases.
So 10% off all purchases.
Thanks once again for listening to our podcast. We love and appreciate all of our listeners, and we really love and appreciate you at Bridgeview Liquors.
10% off all purchases.
All purchases.
Optimistic Prime. The new Autobot.
Yeah. Optimist. Optimist Prime. That's a good one. Yeah, give us one of these. Yeah, fuck it. Yeah. All right. And one of those. All right. This next beer is from Badger State Brewing. This one is their Double Utter Chaos Milkshake IPA. It's their Mega Mango Berry variant with blackberry, mango, and cinnamon.
You can certainly get a combination of those mango and berry right away.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get a little bit of that cinnamon at the end.
So Utter
Chaos. That's pretty nice.
Utter Chaos is back.
It's different.
This time with the double milkshake IPA. Mango Berry is loaded with mango and blackberry.
Wait. You go back to the end of the hall and you try that again.
And just a touch of cinnamon. Shake, shake, shake it up. 8% ABV.
This smells like an old lady's bathroom soap.
Oh, God. I thought you were going somewhere way worse.
Oh, this is going to be a train wreck.
And I smelled the beer again too closely.
It's like your first day.
I almost get like a soap smell to it.
Didn't I just say
that? Oh, sorry. I was paying attention.
Nobody ever pays attention.
He was on Beer People, weren't you?
No, I was not on Beer People.
Would you come to fruity potpourri?
Yeah. Yeah.
The fruit spice.
Potpourri, yeah. That's interesting.
But fruity, not flowery.
I get a citrusy flavor.
I've tasted it.
Yeah. So you guys are making some weird faces on this one.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it. I like cinnamon in like a pastry stout, but it doesn't belong.
Ah! So
Ernie, can you describe that sound?
The nose is so inviting.
It is.
The palate.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Okay.
Yeah, you get that something right away and then a little bit of something else after that.
Whoa. Oh, well said. Well, why didn't you just say smooth fuck?
I think the cinnamon that was well screws said. Everything
do you have a number?
I think
the cinnamon does.
Do we now have a number on that?
Yeah, you get that cinnamon right away and it just kind of is weird.
I think it muddles everything.
It was interesting in the smell and the aroma, but in the actual taste, I'm not sure I appreciate it.
It murders the fruit.
It does. And I don't think the cinnamon's necessarily overpowering. It's just there and sort of clouds everything else going on.
It has no business being in this beer.
No.
Agreed. It's too much.
Maybe
on the nose, you smell like mango and that berry right away. And so when I was going to take that sip, I was like, oh, it's going to be mango and sour. And
like you get the mango, you get you get all the fruits, and then right on the back end, here comes just a little pinch of cinnamon. You're just like, oh.
Yeah.
And there's different kinds of cinnamon that you can get, too. And maybe this one is a great idea in the thought process. Maybe different kind of cinnamon might have made this one a little bit more palatable.
I don't think any cinnamon would have made this.
Less for sure I would try.
I'd try less, but right now I'm just like, no cinnamon would have made this beer.
Yeah, I don't even know what this beer would have been without that cinnamon. It dominated. Yeah, not overpowering, but you didn't get anything else to stick around.
No.
So I'll throw a number on it if you guys don't mind.
Go for it, Chris.
I'll do one after you.
2.5.
Ooh.
Don.
I'm going with a 2.
I got to go with a 2 as well.
I could drink a whole can of it. I didn't hate it. I just didn't love it. 3.
I could choke down a can of it.
Hey, that's what they called you in high school. Choke down, right?
No. He was a wrestler.
He was a wrestler.
Actually, I played hockey, Don.
I'm sorry.
I'm in danger.
2.5?
Yeah.
And Don was a 2?
Yes.
And Blake followed suit?
As they always does.
And I'm sorry, Andrew?
3. 3.
I
don't always follow suit with Don. This is like the first time. This podcast.
Today.
I'm going to give it a 2.25. So, the average for Badger State Brewing Utter Chaos is 2.35.
Just average.
Below.
Just below average.
So.
All right, this next one is by Raised Grain Brewing Company. This is their Paradox Red Ale or Red IPA. At an 8.7% ABV, their Imperial Red is the brew that started it all for Raised Grain. It's a full-bodied beer with a bright hop aroma.
So what other kind of grain was there? Abandoned?
And initial caramel notes that are lightened by a slightly citrus acidic.
Dude, this is ridiculous that you haven't booed him fucking once.
Oh, Raised Grain or what? I mean... By it, both parents?
I think by raised they meant embossed, so... concave grain, assholes.
The producer's laughing.
So fucking stupid, that's why. Oh, God, listeners, I hope you appreciate this shit. All right, continuing on. This beer springs from the Scottish pedigree and Belgian royalty of our two brewers. This beer ales what cures you, especially at 8.7 ABV. That's not bad. So this is one of our first kind of red IPAs, yeah, that we've ever had on the podcast.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you betcha.
Oh, yeah. You betcha? Well, you know.
Yeah, the appearance kind of throws me off because I'm like, it's kind of a between a Irish red and like Oktoberfest. Like a reddish Oktoberfest.
It's a red IPA.
Thanks.
And so you're going to get that paling.
Here comes the knowledge part. Buckle up, boys. Don, continue. Wow us with your knowledge. Wow, that was great.
I hate you on so many levels.
Thanks for coming.
So many levels of hate.
I think I needed a palate cleanser after the last
beer.
Yeah,
this is, I mean,
the
this
last
is,
beer was
this
a is lot.
This falls under more of like a traditional beer style that I want to like.
It's got a grainy beer nose on it, right?
Yeah, you can actually like smell the beer. So this beer is an Imperial Red IPA.
Hmm. I'm intrigued. So it's going to be like malty and hoppy at the same time, or what?
Well, I think it's going to be like
balanced.
It should be smooth, well balanced with a good bitterness, a good
smells
nose
like an IPA.
To it. Yeah.
Smells kind of hoppy.
It's got a good hop.
That's why
aroma.
I said the appearance kind of throws me off.
Yeah, you're not overtaking any of the actual IPA stuff. What makes an IPA an IPA? You're just accentuating it and then adding some red. And did they say what kind of grain they had in this?
It does not say anything about the grain, Bill.
This just says
black walnut.
This is a GABF gold medal Imperial Red gold winner.
Really?
Yeah, for Imperial Red Ale.
What's the ABV on it?
8.7.
It hides that well. Not that I have a lot of beers to compare that to, but the one that sticks out in my mind is one from Castle Danger called Red Hop Rising, which is really good. Do they distribute out here, Castle Danger?
No, I don't think we get Red Hop Rising, but we get
Castle Danger. Yeah. Yeah.
Mainly the cream ale. Have you?
And they don't do anything crazy. It's mostly standard stuff, but that's the only... It's kind of the baseline that I'm judging this beer against. And I don't know. This is fine. It's drinkable.
It's actually, it's pretty good. I have, sorry, Chris. I have smooth, balanced, quotes, with some hoppiness, but has kind of that oily IPA finish to it. I like it. It's pretty good.
Nice.
It's not like a bam, here's a whole shit ton of hops in your face.
Yeah, I really wish I would have been able to know what hops and...
It kind of reminds me of Sam's Ribbon Man, just a little. Not much, just a little.
If you put some honey in this, maybe.
It's a good Paradox. I can see where they came up with the name as far as like the cross between a red and an IPA. It's, yeah, it's good beer. I like it.
We'll throw a number on it then, Don.
I'm giving this a 4.75. It's a good beer.
Blake?
4.75. I'm sorry. What?
A 4.
Right, just because
I
don't agree with Don on this one.
Well, it's okay. 4 is a good number.
You're right. You have the right to the bad opinion.
I'm always urine. Urine is not great. No.
3.5.
Andrew.
Go ahead, Andrew.
3.5.
3.5.
I'm going to give it a 4.75 as well. And Chris.
Fur.
Was that a 4?
Yes, sir.
Fur.
Yeah, it was. It's better than average.
All right, so the average for the Raised Grain Brewing Company's Imperial Red IPA is happy 420.
Ooh.
4.20.
That's coming up.
Nice.
I suppose I better open this one up.
All right, and the last beer from our Wisconsin Beer Mail that we thank you, Mr. Alex, for sending us is the Set List by Eagle Park Brewing.
Oh, I love these ones.
This is a 6.5% ABV on here, but I know on the can it says 9.
Whoa. So pretty close.
So that's a pretty big...
9% ABV.
Yep. Pretty big disparity there, so I'm not sure what that's about. But it says here, brewed to get you through your set in one piece, Setlist IPA is liquid proof that big flavor and aroma can come in a seasonable, easy drinking package. With 3 separate hop varietals and 3 malts, this beer has a hop-forward flavor profile of citrus, tropical fruit, and hints of pine.
Smell citrusy.
Do they give a
citrusy
beer? Is this an IPA? Is it
a double American IPA?
Okay. Yeah.
So it wasn't American enough before. So they doubled it.
They doubled the American and then added an India Pale Ale. So that means it's just lazy. What? Americans.
Right.
Did you find the Imperial set list?
Yes, on Tapped.
Did that one say 9%?
That one says 9%, but no description. Isn't that great?
Well, then we have it on the side of the can. If only I knew people in the beer industry that had like connections to the interwebs to tell people about stuff like this. Like beer people on Facebook.
Wait, what now?
There we go.
What the
hell? If only I knew somebody at Beer People.
You know a few.
I do. He's already looking at it like, okay, this is bullshit.
Yeah, I'm not finding much more on this than that. So what do you guys think on this one? No, it looks very like hazy, right?
Yeah, it looks like a New England IPA, but I get lots of citrus.
Yeah.
Just by smelling it. I haven't drank it yet.
Yep. It's juicy.
And it's got good carbonation to it.
No.
Head retention's good. Lacing looks good.
Just a smattering of pine in the back end.
Have you actually tasted it?
Yeah, that's why I'm using my words to talk about it.
I get some grapefruit. Like, just by tasting it, you get a little grapefruit.
Yeah, little grapefruit, little of those, I don't know, passion fruits or mango or something that's what it tastes like. It tastes like that kind of style of IPA. And then just right at the very back end, I get a little bit of the pine bitterness and resinous. But yeah, pretty crushable.
Yeah, is this new this year or is this from 2019?
Ask Blake.
So this is 9% alcohol. And I know Don was talking about
it's
a lot
from 2020.
Earlier.
God damn it.
Right. Those 11%ers we were drinking the other day. This one is also sneaky fucking crushable.
I don't like those.
If you hand this to me and you don't tell me that it's a double and that it's 9% alcohol, I'm fucked later. Because I'm crushing these, playing yard games in this summer. It's really easy to drink, and that's a fucking problem if you don't know that it's a double.
Absolutely.
There's not even 900 check-ins for this one on Untappd, so that, I mean, this brewery's relatively big.
Eagle Park?
Yeah.
It's
a fairly new
brewery.
We just
started getting them in Moorhead now.
Yeah. But they distribute, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of the regular set list, but not a lot of the Imperial set list.
No, the regular set list, from what I've had, have been pretty darn good. And they do one they call Demon Haze, which is from the band Gorillaz. That's really good.
Is that an actual collaboration, or is it just they just use the artwork?
I'm pretty sure that's an actual collaboration. Okay. Yeah,
I was never clear on that.
I think the Deftones one that they did with their brewery, they did an actual collaboration with too.
This is good. I like this one.
This is a good one.
This is drink.
I super enjoy.
Like Chris said, it's dangerously.
You like good. A New England IPA?
I do.
Wow.
Don't be like that.
there's no pepper in this one, right?
Based on a very little bit at the very, very end. If you don't drink any for a little bit, like now, it's starting to set in. But
it's real faint.
It's very faint.
Yeah.
It is juicy, not super hoppy. I agree with Chris on just about everything. You get a little bit of that pininess at the end, which I really kind of appreciated, actually. But then the more I had of it, I think the less I liked it. It's kind of weird.
I could smash this pretty easily.
Yeah. But 9% double
it
American IPA.
It already slid
IPAs.
Into my DMs.
Nice. What do you get for number then, Ernie?
I would probably will give it a 3.75. Everybody's gonna like, what?
Anyway, 5. This is great.
5.25. I love it.
I'm gonna agree with Chris. 5.
I'll go with 5. That seems reasonable.
All right. Pretty straightforward.
I'm slowly getting a little vanilla as I'm sitting here on the tongue.
Yeah,
just a little.
As it's marinating.
Yeah.
Yep. Percolating.
All right. So the average for Eagle Park's Imperial Set List Double American IPA is 4.80.
That's pretty good.
That is the winner.
I feel like that's championship
just
level
above
stuff.
The Rummage Sale homebrew at 4.75.
Yeah, the homebrew. The homebrew was second. The homebrew was running first this entire time.
That's impressive. Kudos to them.
Yeah.
For that one.
All right, Andrew.
My ride is not here till for 45 more minutes, so I got plenty of time.
All right, Andrew, you got here from Beer People. Why don't you tell everybody where they can get a hold of Beer People or where they can find you? Instagram, Facebook, all that jazz?
Just search Beer People on Facebook. There's a few other ones that are super small, but it's the one with 18,000 plus members. And then I do run an Instagram page, Beer People MN.
Remember, you used to have a cat as your logo, kind of, sort of. What happened between that and this new one? I like this new one, though. Don't get me wrong.
The owner of the cat, he lives down in the Chicago area, Reed Schellenberger. He's still active in the group and will still post pictures of the cat. Just was kind of time to go with a different,
cover logo. I need a Beer People shirt.
There's the pinned in the announcements, the Tee Public Beer People store. Go for it. I don't order them in bulk. You just buy them from Tee Public.
Oh. Yeah. Yep. So if you go in there in the top three announcements, it says right there, Beer People Tee Public store. Hit that up. Search for Beer People on Facebook, and it's Beer People MN on Instagram. Don, where can they get a hold of you at, Mr. Regular Guest Co-host?
Mr. TikTok.
Hi, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Prairie Brothers Brewing Company, TikTok, Kenna-Brewer. I'm on Rectech Grill Mafia on Facebook for smoking the
meat. Why does that make you laugh?
For smoking the meat. getting into the smoking meats, that's been a big deal, but
it's good. I love smoke. Yeah. I love my smoker.
Yeah, and Don likes meat.
And I do
don't
love
have
meat.
The same
in and around my mouth. I love meat.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Let's see. What am I on? Antidepressants. Other than that, I'll be Instagramming for for Brews, Booze, and Reviews, because that's who I do.
Check out some whiskey stuff.
whiskey stuff.
You can find me in Beer People, Crap Beer Depot.
Did you say crap
beer? Crap Beer Depot?
Crap Beer Depot. Beer.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
Instagram.
Untapped. Untapped. Untapped as what?
BlakeB23.
Okay.
About 2,000 beers or so right now.
At a time.
I wish. I wish.
Per day.
Ernie?
As always, you can find me right across the street in the neighborhood.
Excellent.
Also smoking meats.
Actually, yes, I am right now.
You're welcome.
All right, this has been a Predicate Productions episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews. For more information, head over to brewsboozeandreviews.com. Special thanks to our sponsors for supporting our podcast. You, too, can support our show by supporting them. We have merch for sale that you can purchase from our Shops tab on Facebook. We also have extra content that you can access by going to patreon.com/brewsboozeandreviews. For just $3 a month, you can get 2 Last Call episodes uploaded every month and more content coming soon. You can also click the link at the bottom of our episode description and donate to help with production costs and adult beverages to review for you. Also, stop by the Facebook group pages Beer People, Prairie Home Brewers Companion, and North Dakota Bourbon Drinkers and show some support. And of course, thanks to our listeners and neighbors without whom this podcast couldn't happen. And
keep
to you, we say,
keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the star.
May your glasses be full
and your spirits high. Cheers!
That's fucking pretty good.
I forgot we were who we were. I gotta go.